You have been selected for our cross-breeding program.
To put you at ease, we have recreated the most common spawning locations of your species. You may choose either the backseat of a Camaro, an airplane bathroom, a friend's wedding, or the alley behind a porno theater.
Hey, Eric FM, Andy Mack from Cannes. Come down and see us at the Empire, man. Friday, 28th. Yeah, man. Loving the tunes. Keep it up.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 236 of Erk FM Australia, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday, featuring great unsigned and independent Australian music. Thank you to Andy Mack there from Kang, who wants you to get your Kang out at a show in Sydney very, very soon. So many gigs coming up, I don't know what to do. It's amazing. Anywho, on this episode of Erk FM and the next few episodes, I thought I'd do something different. I've played a wide variety of Australian artists over the last almost three and a half years now of Erk FM. And so I thought I can play some tunes, some of the tunes you haven't heard before, some of the artists you haven't heard for a while, and how can I do it? So I thought, in a lot of big cities, you have two phone books. You have an A to K and an L to Z. So I thought, okay, I can play some artists on the show over two episodes. Australian artists, A to K and L to Z. But then again, I thought, well, there's so many artists that I could play, and it's hard to pick one artist over another if you've just got a random selection. So I thought, okay, I'll have a female special, A to K and L to Z. And then, so I need a male special, A to K, L to Z. And then what I thought I'd do is I would feature the artist of each letter that I've played the most. So an A to K, L to Z. So for the next 6 weeks, we have some great Australian music that you have heard before. Not necessarily the songs that you've heard before. Because after all, there's so much great Australian music out there. People are doing all sorts of different things, and so I thought it'd be good to catch up, find out what people are doing, what they're up to, what they've been doing, and what's coming up over the next few weeks. So we'll find that out. Our very first artist, as you'd expect on an A to K special, starts with the letter A, and because of the way that I do my my podcasts, it's the first word. It doesn't matter if it's not your surname. It's the first letter of the first word that counts. Because after all, it's a bit difficult when it comes to some band names. So we're going to feature Abby May from Perth with her song Design Desire to start up with. Very, very catchy tune. The album was released in July 2011. And here it is. This is Abby May, Design Desire.
We'll be right back. Feeling like before, but I can't find the words that are stored in my head. So I lay by your side until all tears are shed. Then I see what you need.
You're listening to episode 236, IRC FM Australia, coming down the pipes and into your ears on IRC FM and Trax Radio. This series of episodes might actually be very good for Trax Radio listeners who haven't necessarily been listening for a long time, because we've got a range of artists coming up from a range of eras over IRC FM. Our opening track was Design Desire by Abby May from Perth. She spent her late teens and her early 20s in Australia's sleaziest rock venues, busted up studios and unreliable tour vans in various solo and band incarnations. With sly humour, she's graduated from her critically acclaimed early explorations of rock and blues to become a guitar-slinging goddess with an atmospheric cocktail of sexy indie riff rock, psychedelia and blues. She's also had two Australian Air Award nominations, and she's also had recent stints in New York and Europe as well, which is rather cool. And there's a lot more. If you want to find out about Abby May and all of the other artists on the episode, go to the show notes at IRCFMAustralia.com. After Abby May, we had a song called Culprit by Bellew Sera. They're from Melbourne, and I originally found them through an awesome Facebook page called Chicks in Bands. If you want to listen to some more and find some more great Chicks in Bands from all over the world, is a great place to do it. Now, Bellew Sera have actually got some tour dates coming up. They've been touring in Melbourne for April. Coming up in May, they're going to be in Sydney. I'm hoping to see that particular show. Haven't actually seen them live yet. Then they return back to Victoria before heading up to Queensland in June, and then going over to Adelaide in mid-June as well. So that will be rather cool. Looking forward to hopefully seeing those guys live. After Bellew Sera, we heard from Chain Gang with a song called Crazy. It's a rather catchy song. And Chain Gang are from Sydney. They also like Operator Please, Creepers, Manic, Sarah McLeod, Slow Down Honey, Sweet Machine, Peaches and Lady Hawk, among others. And then our last band that we've featured, or the last artist that we featured in this particular set, was Danny Amon. Now, when I featured her back in 2009, she was flying solo. I found her via Pete Ranzullo and Scuddly Records. Now she's actually got a band together, and the band are called Danny and the Lapels, and they were formed in 2010 after being featured on the Folklore album by Scuddly Records. So the Lapels, this song was a song called Ashburton Terrace, which predates the Lapels. But their influences are very broad and not who you would predict when listening to the tracks. Danny's biggest influence is Dashboard Confessional, whose records were played non-stop during her teen years and to this day. Also Crowded House, The Shins, Laura Marling, Missy Higgins, and a lot more. We're going to continue on, move on to the letter E, which is very important because my name starts with the letter E. We're going to feature Elk Bell, and she's from Perth. A few of these artists actually turned out to be from Perth or thereabout. We're going to feature Elk's song, Holiday Island. Elk's been involved with and in love with the local music scene in Perth for as long as she can remember. She gave up as a soloist for a while because she wasn't happy with the music that she was writing with. She lived in Sydney for a year and moved back to Perth, starting a pop rock band with a good friend of hers. The band Red Delicious is very much still together and going strong. They say that they're on to their fourth drummer. What is it with drummers? And she was going to be touring the east coast of Australia in late 2011 with Lucy Peach. So this is Elk Bell, and the name of her song, very appropriately for me, because over the summer I've had a holiday. This is Holiday Island.
Oh, so I say, what did you want? A holiday island. And why did you need to take a piece of me? And I never knew that the stakes were so high. And what did you want?
Thank you. stopped breathing in. I felt some fear right within. When I first kissed you, my heart was on fire. And if I said I felt nothing, then I'd be a liar. Don't you say to me you're the cure to my disease. Don't you say to me you're the cure to my impurities. And I left you, I don't want you.
No shed, no space in the bedroom to put the spare bed. The floorboards don't look right. I fear that instead they're actually meant for a wall. But from the kitchen, the plaster is poorly applied. The doorways are crooked, the paint job's a mess, and I have no wardrobe to hang up my dress. It sounds a disaster, but I must confess that that is just the inside. But
oh, was this place? Cut so many corners, it was a disgrace. It will take years to fix its mistakes.
Who builds an extension without hiring a skip? And instead digs a hole in the yard and buries the rubble, asbestos and glass, wood planks and besser blocks. It's such a farce. You'd break your leg just by mowing the grass, or at least get a little bit scarred. But all this place is our own, and all will no longer roam. We'll build a life here, husband and wife here, for man
living in fear, and I don't understand why such danger lives here. We can do all we can, and as much we can do, but you can't save yourself when hate chooses you. So pull at my hair, bruise on my skin, knock me up cold, I won't give in. For the hurt and the pain we can massage away, and only get strong from the memories of say. Lay down and let light wash over you, lie still and let it soak into you. Breathe deep and feel the love. Lay down, let light wash over you. Last in, let it soak into you. Breathe deep and feel the love. I don't wanna run, we can't seem to hide from all of the anger that falls from the sky. So I'm painting my feet the color of peace, and maybe the mad will tread where I've been. So bind my hands, break all my bones, lock me away, I am not alone. For all that is sore will heal over time, and all that is good they can reach inside. Let light wash over you, lie still, let it soak into you. Breathe deep and feel the love. Lay down, let light wash over you, lie still, let it soak into you. Breathe deep and feel the love. What you got to lose?
To start up that set, we heard from Elk Bell representing the E's with her song Holiday Island. After that, we went a bit country with Fiona Fields with her song Crack of Noon. And I certainly know what that's like because I like getting up at the crack of noon as well. Fiona's a country artist here in Sydney, very local to me. She's actually made the top 20 of the Toyota Star Maker competition in relation to the Tamworth Country Music Festival in 2010 and 2011. She spent 5 years fronting the country rock band 5 Hour Drive. She took a break in 2009 to record her first solo country album. The 12 tracks are all original and have been described as highly contemporary, rocky and witty, but always country. Now, it's this sort of country that I don't necessarily mind. We moved on from Fiona Fields and then we went to the letter G with Georgie Kay. And she's from Perth in Western Australia as well. She won the 2010-2011 Western Australia Music Awards. She was one of only a handful of Australian artists nominated for a 2011 Independent Music Award for the Best Indie Alternative Hard Rock Song. She accomplished all these honours without a record label, and now she has a full-length album under her belt, Backwards Forwards. And the song that we heard there from Georgie was called The Cure. Then we move on to Western Sydney singer-songwriter, pianist Helen Peris with her song Palace in Suburbia. And I recently featured Helen on Couch by Couch West, among other things. She was one of a few of Australian representatives there. Apart from anything else, I actually found her via Twitter. She's also a piano and music teacher, which is quite cool as well. She's been performing for many years. Her debut EP is called Flesh, and it's out now, available from all the usual downloady places. Then we move up to the Gold Coast with If I Lie for the letter I, and the song we heard from If I Lie was called Ghost in the Machine. I featured those guys here on IRC FM Australia and also IRC FM Metal Monday, so that is quite cool. It was only a couple of months ago that I actually featured them on the show, but it seems like such a lot longer. They're influenced by blues, rock and metal. They don't write to a specific genre and they don't follow any trends. They call themselves heavy rock for the 21st century, with enough edge to distract from the past and look forward to the future. Then we move on to Melbourne artist Jessie Sparks, another pianist. She's a singer-songwriter pianist. She's been racking up honours and chart numbers in the US, digging the blues, rocking harder and edgier before. Her indie release Breathe Easy was in late 2007. That album was called Seductive, Intelligent and Engrossing. She also garnered a whopping 5 Independent Music Network Award nominations in 2011. She won Favourite International Mainstream Artist and 4 official New Music Weekly Award nominations. And so that was Jessie Sparks. She's been over to Los Angeles as well. And her single Calendar Years received major US chart action in 2011, peaked at number 1 on the Independent Music Network's Mainstream Top 30 Countdown, which is an absolutely awesome achievement. We're going to finish off our first special, which I'm going to call A to Z of IRC FM Australia, and we're going to feature Melbourne singer-songwriter Christy Cox. She'll actually be touring in May and also July and August, and I've got a feeling some dates might be announced shortly. She'll be touring South Australia, Mildura, which is basically the New South Wales-Victoria border, before moving up to Queensland in July and August. If you want to know any more information, click on the links on the show notes. I've featured Christy before, like all of these artists, and the song that we're going to end up with, let's just hear it. The song is A Little Bit of Wonderful. She's very wonderful as well, like all of the other female artists on the show. I'll be back to wrap things up right after this on IRC FM and Tracks Radio.
There's a little bit of sunshine peeking through the wood blinds, lying with you, hearing two hearts beating. God is a little bit wonderful. Oh, we're both caught in the middle is beautiful. Ain't seen nothing like your loving. Keep it coming,
I want more.
Take my hand,
baby, we're gonna fall.
Hope you've enjoyed our first special, our first of six specials, A to Z of ECFM Australia. This is part one, featuring Australian females in music A to K. On this episode, we have featured Abby May, Belle Usera, Chain Gang, Danny Amon, Elk Bell, Fiona Fields, Georgie Kay, Helen Paris, If I Lie, Jesse Sparks and Christy Cox. If you'd like any more information about any of the artists, you can go to the show notes, irkfmaustralia.com, episode 236. All music on IrkFM is played either with the direct permission of the artist or under various agreements with various music content providers. So we've featured women A to K on this week's episode. Next week on episode 238, we'll go Elder Z, and so we'll feature women Elder Z that I featured here on IrkFM Australia. You can also check the show notes and find out which artist I have played previously. If you like music also from outside Australia, check out IrkFM International each and every Wednesday on IrkFM, irkfminternational.com. I'll also be doing this particular series a little bit later on in the year on IrkFM International. And if you like your music a bit harder, you might have liked the level that If I Lie was at, for instance, you can listen to IrkFM Metal Monday, which is, funnily enough, on Mondays and about metal, IrkFMMetalMonday.com. And yes, I'll be doing one of these specials a bit later on in the year as well, for IrkFM Metal Monday. If all of this isn't enough, be sure to check out my friends at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, with over 50 member shows from around the world, with a variety of styles, a variety of artists, and a variety of genres. You should be able to find something that suits your musical taste. Until next time, I'm Irk, still waiting for the phone call to go back to my place of employment. Thank you to Andy Mack from Kang for his voicemail. I'll be very sure to check him out very, very shortly. He might even get a run in the A to K special for men in a couple of weeks' time. Who knows? Until next time, I'm Irk. Hope you've enjoyed the music. I love these female-only specials. They're awesome. I'm Irk. Thanks for listening, and good night, Interweb.